see it, Nick, still just, I don't know if you've heard, called Jackson, in his opinion, one of the best backs in the league. I was sort of interested in Fred's background out of Coe College. I'm curious what you remember from him coming out, and if you could draw any parallel to another small division running back up here in New England who's done pretty well.
Yeah, Fred's had a unique background. You know, he came out in 2002, so a little bit before my time, I think. I mean, I was here, but I wouldn't say that I really had too much knowledge at that point. But, you know, since Fred's been in the league, it seems like each year he's sort of evolved, and the more opportunity that he's been presented, he's been productive with them. And I think the big thing with him, you know, for his size, he's strong, he's athletic, and he's a good route runner as well. I mean, they've used him on a multitude of ways and just find ways to get him the ball, and he's good in fifth pickup as well. So when you look at a running back in terms of what they do for their team, you know, one guy that he's probably similar to conceptually would be Matt Forte, just in terms of what they do as a receiver, as a runner, and pass protection, et cetera. You know, he and Danny are just so drastically different just from a size perspective. Danny's probably a little bit quicker, a little bit faster, but they're both versatile backs. They're just different types of backs, and they've been effective in their respective roles in terms of how their teams have used them to this point.
Nick, can you talk about the move to promote Tony Carter and where you kind of see him fitting in maybe for the rest of the year or into even next year?
Yeah, Tony's been here really since September, and he's improved during the course of the year. He's an undersized player, but he's athletic. He has good feet. He has good ball skills. You know, a decision that we felt was best for the team at that point when we did. So with any player, you know, whether it's Tony or anybody else, it's a week-to-week thing, and they'll be judged based on their performance in practice and how they prepare and how they get themselves ready for the game and how that unfolds relative to game day. That will be subject to how the player performs and really what we feel as a staff collectively is best for the team that given week.
Nick, considering how crazy things have been with injuries for the Patriots this year, has your job been any more difficult in terms of keeping up with players in various positions and moving guys and you've got guys on injured reserve, bringing guys in. Has this been any more of a challenge this year than maybe before?
I wouldn't say just the whole logistics and the procedure haven't been any different. I mean, our staff collectively in the personnel department, you know, Jason and Bob and Patrick Stewart on the pro side, you know, we just try to stay as prepared as we possibly can for the event that something does happen, and to try to be as proactive as you possibly can. And there are a number of players even during the course of the fall that we evaluate and we look at, really not knowing what the circumstances may be, and then if a situation does arise or come up, you just try to make the decision that you feel is best with whatever player that is. So, I mean, I don't think it's any different than any other team. I mean, Green Bay's had to go through it. They've had an inordinate amount of injuries. Buffalo's had to go through it. So I think it's just part of the process and part of the procedure, and you just try to be prepared and just have as much information at your disposal as possible. This way, if you do have to make a choice about a player, that you make the right choice or the correct choice that makes the most sense for your team.
Nick, do you remember Steve Johnson coming out? And I'm not a very heralded guy, and do you foresee any this success that he's had?
Yeah, Steve, he was a junior college transfer, and then really he had 1 year of production his senior year at Kentucky. Really productive, actually. Caught over 70 balls at over 1,000 yards receiving, want to say 13 or 14 touchdown catches. You know, he wasn't a real fast guy per se, but he was productive. He had good size, got good quickness, he has good hands. And he's another one similar to Fred Jackson in that respect. The more opportunities that he's been given, he's sort of made the most of those opportunities, and it's manifested itself this year in his performance and his production. I mean, he's, you know, up there the league leaders in terms of not only reception total but yards as well. And he's been effective for their offense this year. And really he's kind of emerged as sort of a go-to guy as the year has progressed. So, you know, he was productive. He had that, you know, like I said, one real solid year of production as a senior against good people in the SEC. I mean, those are probably as good a football players you're going to face. And, you know, he's made the most of his opportunities, like David Nelson has, you know, who wasn't drafted, but those two players have both been good fits for their offense this season.
Nick, I know you guys are searching for talent anywhere, wherever you can find it. Specific to the Canadian Football League, I'm curious what your opinion is of scouting that and finding players there that might be able to help.
Sure, that brings in a little bit different dynamic. There's certain logistics and rules that are mandated by the league that you have to make sure that you comply with. But, you know, we'll go through a process and a procedure. You know, you try to maybe earmark X amount of players or have some information on X amount of players and do your due diligence and homework on those players. And you're right, wherever we can find players, whatever league, wherever they show up, then it's our job and our responsibility to investigate that. And in the end, you just have to figure out if that player makes sense for your team, for your club, and will have a role. So, you know, we scout the CFL, we look at the Arena League, you know, we look at the UFL. Obviously, there's some different components that go into it. You know, you don't have access to everything, but the information that you do have, you just try to make the most of it and just try to make sure you have as much information at your disposal as possible and then make a decision one way or another, whatever that may be.
Any more questions for Nick?
Nick, it, just to build off that question, in scouting circles, have you noticed any, like, sort of Cameron Wake effect in terms of the success he's had with the Dolphins, maybe opening up more people's mindset to saying maybe we could, you know, find someone from the CFL that could help us?
Yeah, every situation is really different. You know, the players, and so I think your eyes are open to any avenue, wherever those players may be. And I think you just have to have an open mind. You know, if you bring a player to your club, you know, you give them every opportunity, regardless of where they come from. They're given the same opportunities that another player that was drafted is given. So in the end, the players are going to determine who's on the field, who plays, and what they do with their opportunities is up to them. You know, Cameron, there's no question about it, has been a productive player for the Dolphins this season. So, you know, in the end, wherever those players are, you know, then your job is to find them. And whatever that entails, then that's the process that you go through. So,
Nick, similar question that you got on Steve Johnson. I was curious what you thought of Eric Wood coming out last year.
Oh, you're talking about their center from Louisville, right?
Exactly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric was a good player. There's no question about it. He had position versatility. He played center. He played guard. A smart player, athletic, had good balance, good playing strength, played on his feet, you know, had a good makeup. He was probably one of the better interior linemen that was in the draft that year. So, you know, he's certainly somebody that we had evaluated, that we spent time with prior to the draft, him along with a number of other folks at that position. But well, Eric was a good player in college, and he's been a good player when he's been on the field. Unfortunately, he's had some injuries that have crept up at different points. But when he's on the field, he makes a difference for their team. And they've plugged him in at center now with Han Gardner being out, but he's played guard, so he's played both spots. So, you know, he's been a good player for them the past 2 years when he's been on the field.
And, Nick, before you go, I know that was supposed to be the last one. Should we be on guard for some transactions today?
There's always the possibility that could happen. So I'd say there's a chance that it could happen, but I'm sure by the time we walk out there for practice tomorrow, you guys will be all over it and we'll have uncovered whatever we're doing, if anything's going to happen. So we'll let you maybe figure that out this afternoon.
Thanks for the faith in us, Nick. Appreciate that.
You got it.